Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by School Superintendent Cassie Mura to talk about the latest Knoxville School Board meeting. This is School Board Appreciation Week. Tell us how important it is to have a school board and some of the things that they do when it comes to helping run a school district.
They are so valuable. You know, we really appreciate all of our 5 elected officials. Their purpose is really to help oversee the school and to make some pretty big decisions on policies to make sure that we are operating in the way that is best for students, for their education and their safety. So they have a lot of things on their monthly agenda, and they spend a lot of time for us, and they do it all for free. I think it's a very rewarding experience. You know, they get to see a lot of accomplishments from kids and from staff and just watch the district move forward as a whole. But it's definitely a commitment that they've made. And we will have 3 school board seats up for election this September. Anyone who's interested in running for those can start picking up paperwork here at the district office. And those petition papers are due back in July. So that's just around the corner.
So some of the things that they also do is they help with policy. A couple of policy changes coming up for the upcoming year. One involving the Kinder Prep program, another one involving school driving permits. Talk about those.
Yeah, so because of Chapter 62 early literacy law, many districts across the state are re-taking a look again and re-evaluating their transitional kindergarten programs. A few years ago, the state came up with statewide preschools and funded those programs. And so they're really trying to basically eliminate our transitional kindergarten because there isn't the need that there used to be prior to preschool. So our district has made the decision that for the 2015-16 school year, we will no longer serve Kinder Prep programming. We will continue to have 6 sections of kindergarten, and those students in kindergarten, you know, our goal is to meet their needs right where they're at. So we continue to get some early literacy funds and try to do interventions for both, you know, math and literacy areas, as well as behavior and just trying to get kids in that social norm group, you know, so that they know how to behave when they're in school. So the Kinder Prep program has served us very well for many years. We've been very pleased with it. But due to state laws changing, this is going to be the year that we go ahead and retire that program and move right into kindergarten for those preschool students. And then on the other front, we've had a lot of questions about our school permits for drivers. And the board did make the conscious decision to add to our policy anyway, that even though the state will allow any student who is 14 and a half that has passed driver's ed and lives more than a mile from school to drive to school, our board feels that for safety reasons, we are not going to allow children to drive to school until they become high school students. So we do have students who are eligible in middle school, but for safety factors, we really don't think that's a good age to put kids behind the wheels in parking lots when middle school kids are coming and going on a daily basis. So July 15th, right before their freshman year of high school, any student that qualifies for a school permit will be able to get the signatures needed for that school permit. And then if you don't live a mile from the school, then you don't qualify, basically. So that will be continued to be enforced. It has been enforced this year and will continue to be enforced in the future as well. One of the things, though, that the board and the district will be offering is transportation to bowling and golf and cross country when they're going to the golf course. Those are extracurricular activities that are not held right on our high school campus that can be difficult for students to get to practices because of access.
And coming up before your next school board meeting will be commencement for both the Knoxville High School seniors as well as the alternative high school, the GOAL students as well. Talk about this time of year.
You know, this is probably one of the most exciting times of year. These kids have accomplished so much. We've got just a fantastic group of seniors and lots of leadership in those classes. We are so excited for them. A little sad to see them leaving, of course, but just thrilled that on May 22nd at 10 a.m., we will be getting to celebrate with our GOAL alternative high school students their graduation. And then on Sunday, May 24th at 2 p.m. in our high school gym, we will be celebrating commencement with 116 of our current seniors that will be graduating and getting their official Knoxville High School diploma, and just really excited to be sending them off into the world and lots of new adventures ahead for them.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Murray, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.